From Spark and Anvil in Circuit Forge, this is Push in Chapter 1 of the Circuit Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. On the workshop bench, a small armadillo named Push touched two thin probes to the ends of a battery, and a number woke up on his meter. 1.5, he said, mostly to himself. 1.5 volts of Push. A boy across the bench watched, unconvinced. It isn't doing anything, though. It's just sitting there. It's leaning, Push said. He traded the little battery for a chunky square one and pressed the probes to its two knobs. The meter jumped to 9. This one leans 6 times harder. Same idea, just more of it, packed and waiting. He wired the square battery to a tiny bulb, a small safety part beside it, and the light bloomed a warm gold across the wood. Push moved the probes to one side of the safety part, then the bulb. About 7 volts spent here, about 2 here. 7 and 2, 9. Exactly what the battery started with. He tapped the meter, quietly pleased. Nothing goes missing. The books always balance. The boy stared at the still, silent battery. How is sitting still a push? Push grinned. It was the right question, and answering it was going to take him a long way underground. Push had grown up in the deep, cool burrows his family had dug for generations, tunnels that curved and opened on purpose, so that if you sat still in the right place, you could feel a slow breath of air slide past your whiskers, always drifting the same way. The first tunnel young Push dug himself, he sealed at both ends by accident. He crouched in the middle, proud, and waited for the breeze. Nothing came. The air sat thick and stuffy and dead. His chest went tight. He had dug and dug, and the tunnel felt like it had swallowed all that work and given nothing back. His grandmother crawled in beside him. She didn't scold. She pressed one paw flat to a wall. Feel how crowded the air is here? Then the other wall. And how thin it is over there? He hadn't noticed until she said it, but now he could almost feel it. One side heavy, one side hungry. Air only moves when one side leans harder than the other, she said. Crowded, pushing toward empty. That lean is the whole secret. The air itself isn't the wind. The difference is. She poked a hole through each wall, and a cool ribbon slid across his face, and something behind his ribs came loose all at once. Push carried that his whole life. It was never the air that made the breeze. It was the difference between a packed side and an empty one, aching to even out. He walked to Circuit Forge when he was 12, because a place full of wires and lights ought to understand leaning. Watt, the old inventor, met him at the door and asked only one thing. What is electricity about? Push didn't reach for a heavy word. He pulled a battery from his vest and set it on his palm, then touched his probes to its ends until the number lit. It's about the difference, he said. One side crowded with charge, one side hungry for it. The crowded side leans on the wire until something has to move, and you can read exactly how hard it's leaning, right here, in volts. Watt was quiet for a moment. People will tell you voltage and current are the same thing, she said. They'll say a battery has a lot of electricity in it and leave it at that. They're not the same, Push said, sure of it. The lean isn't the moving. The lean is what makes the moving. You could have a huge lean and nothing flowing if there's nowhere for it to go. Watt studied the little armadillo and his little glowing screen. You've been feeling this since before you had a word for it, she said. It wasn't a question. Then you belong here. Push's corner of the workshop filled with makers who mixed things up, and he was fondest of the ones who did. The boy from the bench came back the next morning, still frowning. If a battery's only leaning, he said, why did my brother yelp when he grabbed the fence out back? Push set 2 batteries down, a small round one and a heavy block salvaged from an old cart. Hold each, he said. the boy did. This one leans soft. This one leans hard. Now, how much actually got shoved through your brother wasn't decided by the lean alone. It was decided by the lean and by what it was shoving against. So he got too much flowing? The boy tried. That's the mix-up everyone makes. Push shook his head, gentle. What he felt was the push, the lean. The push sets how hard the current gets driven. How much current actually goes depends on how easily it moves through whatever's in the way. He tapped the boy's chest over his heart. You're stubborn to push things through, like a packed tunnel. That's why a soft lean is safe to hold, and why we stay calm and careful around the hard ones. A small push barely stirs you. A big push can drive real current straight through. And it's the driven current that does the harm, not the push by itself. The boy turned it over slowly. So the lean decides how hard. The way decides how much. Exactly that, Push said, and he felt the little clean click of a thing finally sorted right.
Late that afternoon, when the benches had gone quiet and the light had turned amber, the boy lingered by the door. When it's just sitting there, he said, and nothing's moved yet, how do you know the push is really inside it? Push thought about the sealed tunnel, the tight chest, the dead, stuffy air, and the moment his grandmother's paw opened a hole and the breeze came cool across his face. You feel it, he said. That's the honest answer. It's like standing with your shoulder against a stuck door. Nothing's moving, but you can feel your whole weight gathered up, ready, leaning into it. That readiness isn't nothing. It's everything you've got, packed against one side, waiting for a way through. He looked toward the small window, out to the desert, where his family's burrows breathed their slow, patient breath. The boy stood a little straighter, and Push felt it settle in himself too, that quiet, humming, about-to-go feeling, warm beneath his armor. Not the tight-held-back kind he'd known in the sealed tunnel, but the good kind, the loose, ready gladness of a lean that finally has somewhere to go, like the first cool breath of moving air across your face.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Push. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.